Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The whammy from Troy is the perfect thing to start the show. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Your music room is on point, dude. I see a banjo and a classical guitar, a ukulele. I got a piano. Is that John Adams?
The velvet painting of Joseph Smith from Tijuana. Every household needs one of those.
Our guest tonight, one of my favorite people to have on the show because we usually absolutely get obliterated and have a great time telling stories. Troy from Belching Beaver has joined us for the program. Troy, happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday to you, big dog. I mean, the only thing that sucks is I can't give you a hug right now.
We got an hour to sit here and drink beer and talk about what Belching Beaver has been up to. And I mean, you've definitely stayed in the spotlight during COVID with everything that you've got going on with your beers, including launching a beer with a band that you've already had a couple of collabs with. We'll get to that later on in the program. But seems more often than not, we're starting with these nowadays. We kick off the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, not with beers, but we've got a new hard seltzer from Belching Beaver.
About a year ago, I think, if you recall, a long time back, we started introducing some of the seltzers to the show, and slowly but surely we've kind of come out with more and more flavors. It's not exactly easy for us to create flavors because we use 100% real fruit, and with the real fruit, all the sugars get fermented out, and when the sugars get fermented out, it's really hard to have a product which you think of what a pineapple or a passion fruit or something tastes like. So we have to go through a lot of renditions to make something actually worthwhile to put in a can so that you folk can enjoy it.
On the can, it quite literally says made with real fruit, not clear fruit. So you're not taking the claw a side of it and basically just making fermented sugar water and inoculating it with different flavors. You're using, and this one we're drinking right now is pineapple and mango. You're really using real pineapple and mango puree in this?
That's it, man. I mean, if you read the ingredients on each one of the cans, there's like four ingredients. It's purified carbonated water, alcohol derived from cane sugar, and then whatever fruits we're using. And that is it. That's all it is. And that's why there is color. It is not clear because clear fruit ain't real fruit.
Boom! Put that on a bumper sticker.
So we've had a couple of different flavors of this before. This pineapple mango is the first time I'm trying this. Is this a seasonal? Is this a new core in the seltzer line? How are you doing flavors right now?
A new core for us, and you're probably going to see it most in our mix packs. Our two first flavors was the passion fruit guava, which is still like our number one hit. And then the raspberry blackberry, which of course, those are both really good flavors. And then pineapple mango is what I've got pouring at my house pretty much 24 hours a day. We have some new flavors coming in the horizon. I got one in the tank right now. It's an R&D, a 3-barrel tank. And we give that to the public of the people that, you know, that work for us. And we get to try new flavors. Some work, some don't. A lot don't work, actually. This one's more a cocktail inspiration. Got the mint, cucumber, and lime. So mojito flair, man.
Hell yes.
Classy, man.
Oh, Ken's done.
It's done.
Ken, is that a challenge?
Drink it like a man.
We're going to start off the program with this song to go with our Belching Beaver hard seltzer, pineapple mango on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Sometimes I wonder if I shouldn't put Ken on his own delay. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our San Diego indie beer evangelist and our friend Troy Smith from Belching Beaver Brewing via Zoom from my East County garage. Started off with a very refreshing pineapple mango hard seltzer from Belching Beaver. And I must say, thank you for doing it the right way and actually using real fruit. That separates it from a whole nother level, dude.
We tried, man. That was the thing. If we were going to do seltzer, we wanted to do it our craft approach way. And I think we did it.
The big question every week we do this show, because everybody's felt COVID in some way or another, and everybody's had a different way of coping with it. How are you guys doing? I mean, how many locations does Belching Beaver have that are still open?
We have 5 locations in San Diego County, 2 of which serve food. A third one is our production facility here in Oceanside. Both our South County locations, we closed them because we couldn't find a way to offer food. So it was kind of a bummer. We kind of closed those places down. North Park being our first tasting room, and OB, which we did a live air out of there like 3 years ago or something like that.
That was fun.
For us, for coping, we tried to do, you know, in the beginning, a lot of like give back, you know, where we started doing more in-house beers, which is what we'll be describing here in a minute, is basically doing beers with, you know, labels that you can't find at a grocery store. You can't find it at a distributor. You can't find it really out of San Diego. It's basically just to offer some beer at a good price to customers so that way you're not having to break your bank for a good craft beer and still getting that same quality beverage. And, you know, this is, I think, the 3rd or 4th release that we've done that way. And we're going to continue to do that as much as we can. So we're calling in the mobile canners into our old production facility, and we're doing some small batch releases out of there. And it's going so far so good, for sure.
What you're telling me is you're basically doing these beers, like the one we're about to drink, for fans of Belching Beaver so that they can drink craft and not spend $16 for a 4-pack?
Right. That's 100%. Yeah. So there's not one release that's actually launched that was over $10 of a 6-pack.
That speaks highly to your character as people and brewers.
We've always kind of tried to stick not really any higher than like 16 or 14 per 4-pack or 6-pack or anything like that. So this is a great offering for the price. You definitely can't complain. This is what's called Paycheck Pilsner, baby.
I love the name and the can with the Belching Beaver bucks all in the background.
Yeah, so this is basically a Czech style Pilsner, all noble style hops. It's got Czech saws in there, and it was dry hopped with Czech saws, you know, not hammered super hard at all, but it's just a nice, easy, clean drinking beer. A little bit of a hop aroma to it. Characteristics good, but man, it just drinks so freaking well. I love this beer.
It's really easy to drink. I'm getting everything I would expect from a Czech style Pilsner, and
yeah, it's soft.
That's the thing. It's soft. It's not that hard, almost like sharp cheddar like bite to it. It just it goes down.
This definitely has an old school, old country element to it.
Hell yeah! I'm glad you like it, Ken.
Is this still available? Can we swing by one of your places and pick this up still?
Yes, you guys can still pick that up. And, you know, we only do about 3 pallets of these beers, so some of them sell out faster. I mean, a Pilsner is not going to be your fastest moving beers. I mean, especially not here in San Diego. Everyone wants a hazy IPA and stuff like that. I just checked the supply right now because I had to go pull this out of the supply. And we've got plenty of 6-packs lurking around ready for someone to come swoop them up.
I want a whole flat of this. We'll take a break when we come back. This will be gone. We'll have another beer that has something to do with that band I alluded to earlier. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to talk about this next beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and my friend Troy from Belching Beaver Brewery, who's been drinking with us tonight. We just wrapped up the Paycheck Pills, started out the program with their hard seltzer, Pineapple Mango. Now, I will never forget when I saw the release on social media. It was August 28th, and you guys rolled out the fact that you were doing another beer with Deftones, and not just any beer, a 20th anniversary commemorative White Pony beer. Tell me how this came about, because you know Phantom Bride is one of my top IPAs to come out of San Diego.
This beer is above and beyond Phantom Bride. It is some damn good beer. Straight up hop to the wazoo, man. It gets cool pulled. So the beer gets cooled down before it gets hopped in the whirlpool. So that way you're not getting a lot of bitterness in it. Dry hopped 2 different times. Dry hopped during transfer. Basically, take your whole entire hop freezer, dump it into one batch of beer. And here she is. Double dry hop, single IPA. Just drinks extremely extremely easy. There is no bitterness there. It's crystal clear. It's a West Coast style beer. It's got light straw coloring to it, and it just drinks very, very good.
The aroma on this is nothing short of heaven.
I haven't been there yet.
I've only received postcards.
So I got to ask, drinking this beer and being a Phantom Bride fan, there seems to be, there's a similarity in the malt on this, but the hops are just stratospherically increased.
Right. About twice as many hops that go into this beer as they go into Phantom Bride. And Phantom Bride for a production beer gets hammered. Thomas is the one who creates a lot of these really hoppy beers for us. The guy just knows how to make a great IPA, and he knocked this one out of the damn ballpark.
Oh my God, and it is so clean.
Here's the one crappy part. We released this beer on the 28th, and it was sold out on the 28th. We just so happened to be maybe making one more batch that could possibly be coming out in the next week to come or so. So no promises on how much we're going to get, but it might hit one more time.
So if that hits, where do we need to watch to find out when and where we can get this beer?
Most of it's not going to stay here locally, but we will have a couple pallets to drop. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Crazy. Hearing Phil Collins singing one more batch. One more batch.
No, that's actually Chino, and it's the song that's coming up right now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I think Ken has given up at this point. He might have thrown in the towel after this last beer, knowing that there was nothing more that he could drink that would be better than the White Pony Double Dry Hopped IPA from Belching Beaver.
It is I'm on the floor over here, Jeremy.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friend Troy from Belching Beaver. We've had, yes, the White Pony Double Dry Hopped IPA. Watch their socials, because if you haven't had this beer yet in San Diego, you need to have it in your life, and there may or may not be another release coming. We've also had the Paycheck Pills, which is a tribute to their fans. It's something that you can pick up now and for a excellent price. And then started off the program with the Pineapple Mango Hard Seltzer. But, you know, I happen to remember, it seems around this time of year, Troy, you and I get together because October is a very special time for Belching Beaver. It's you guys are coming up on an anniversary, aren't you?
Yeah, big number 8. 8 years of being in this fabulous industry is coming up, and it's kind of a bummer, you know, during this time of year. Times are weird. You can't do a lot of things that you're normally used to doing, going out, hanging with your friends. You know, or Ken, he chugs beer. He can still do that. But for us, we're going to try and throw like a box together, like a beer box with specialty beers that we're going to produce, things that you can't just go get anywhere else. We've got a really cool collaboration, which we're going to put in this box. It's a four pack with a meadery called Superstition. They're in Arizona. Yes. We did a collaboration about a year ago, and so we were considering this a braggot. So we're mixing barrel-aged beer with barrel-aged mead, essentially. Dude. One of them is going to be an apricot peach vanilla, and the other one is going to be blackberry, raspberry, boysenberry. Both were barrel-aged. They're coming in somewhere around the 8.5 or 9%, I think. I can't quite recall. They're going to be sparkling meads, so we're calling them a session braggot.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, so we're going to have a good offering, and so you'll be able to. I mean, I don't exactly know what's going to all be an entailing of this box, but there'll be a cool commemorative glass, likely a shirt or something like that. Some different varieties of beers and things like that you can't just get anywhere. And we're going to ship it all throughout California because that's where our license allows us to do it. Normally, we'd have some crazy costume party here at the Belching Beaver and enjoy ourselves, release a cool beer. But you know what? Times are different. We're just going to try to adapt to it.
Oh, speaking of one-offs and really cool barrel-aged stuff, we've got one more beer coming up next after this break. And it's barrel-aged. And I'm very scared of it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Oh, I hate it when it comes to this point. An hour of drinking with our friend Troy from Belching Beaver Brewing, and I don't want to give him up at this point. It has been way too fun as we've drank through the White Pony Double Dry Hopped IPA, collaboration with the Deftones. We've had the Paycheck Pills, and then we've had the Pineapple Mango Hard Seltzer. It has been a night of delicious brews, and I think this is where I'm glad we do this show from home now, since we're about to drink a barrel-aged Viva La Beaver Mexican Chocolate Peanut Butter Imperial Milk Stout. Could you have added one more thing into that? 12.5%.
You know, we're just trying to get people to have a good time every once in a while. Come on, you know, I mean, paycheck pills, and you got all these light seltzers happening on these days. So, I mean, we're just trying to mix it up a little bit. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
All right. One of the things you guys have done recently, you've had your sour collection. You've had things that you've done in barrels. So what's the explanation behind this?
So Viva La Beaver was basically kind of a base stout. We wanted to use the base beer of this, barrel age it for, I think it was about 18 months was the first batch that we released. And we got some soaking wet barrels from a reputable rye whiskey. And they came to us soaking wet, and we ensured that we had the beer ready to go. We had talked to them in advance. They had emptied them, shipped them to us the very next day. 2 days on transit, filled them the third day. So they were soft and wet, not your stereotypical, hey, I'm a barrel broker and all this other jazz. But one of the reasons that we chose Viva La Beaver was because this beer was kind of one of the things that had almost taken us to GABF awards. It wins a lot of the fair awards in LA County and San Diego County, all those things. And it's got a really good base. It's got the sweet, it's got the chocolate, it's got all these different characteristics. And we figured, you know what, barrel aging that beer would be absolutely fantastic.
I am actually shocked that I'm getting
it's vanilla, chocolate, cinnamon. Oh, I mean, whiskey, the whole thing, the sweetness with the alcohol, the whole thing. It hides the characteristic of 12.5% alcohol extremely well. It drinks great. It's got great mouthfeel, great viscosity. It's a good beer.
So how do we get this? Can anybody get this?
You can. You can find it at a lot of liquor stores. They have it still in San Diego County. We do release boxes of it at a time. I believe we still have it at our North Park Tasting Room, though it's closed right now. You might see North Park Tasting Room open up for one Saturday in the coming week or weeks when we drop possibly that next Deftones release of the White Pony.
Once again, what's the best way to keep up with you guys? Because you've got a lot going on. You got a lot of places.
Instagram, social media is the best place. My wife actually kind of runs that with a group of people, and they do a pretty good job, I would like to think so, of keeping the public informed. I mean, she's not doing her job.
I'm sorry, I don't want to make this about me, but seriously, the socks she hooked me up with are the best damn pair of socks I've ever had.
And as we turn to apparel, I think we're done tonight. Ken has moved on to drinking straight whiskey.
And
I'm why not? It's my house. I can do what I want.
And I am going to enjoy the rest of this Viva La Beaver Mexican Chocolate Peanut Butter Imperial Stout. We will see you next week, Friday night, 7 o'clock in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Salt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.